This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. County commissioners on Monday passed one of the strictest vape store regulations in the state. The board rejected a proposal to define vape and tobacco stores as any business with 85% of its sales involving vape, kraton, or THC products. Instead, commissioners dropped the percentage to 15%. Non-complying stores would have to shut down or move in 4 years if they're in areas where vape stores are not allowed, and vape stores will not be permitted within a half a mile of any church, school, daycare, or group home. The board also elected Laverne Coleman as chairman, replacing Ricky Bullard, who held the position for 4 years. Chris Smith was named vice chair, replacing Giles Buddy Bird of Hallsboro. It's been cold the past few nights, but you can expect even lower temperatures tonight, folks. We're looking at 20 to 21 in some areas. Make sure you protect those pits, plants, and pipes. Check on the people as well. Temperatures are going to continue to be cold through Wednesday morning, so be sure the kids are bundled up for the bus stop. A warming shelter is open on Lee Street in Wyville in Facts of Life Church from 7 p.m. until 7 a.m. It will be open through Wednesday morning. Patrons must have ID and will be asked to sign in. Two pedestrians were seriously injured in separate incidents involving automobiles this weekend. Lonnie Cardell is recovering after being struck by a car on Powell Boulevard in Wyville on Friday. Wyville police said Cardell darted into traffic near Hay Street around 6:45 p.m. On Saturday, the Highway Patrol said Tyrod McNeil, age 23, was impaired, wearing dark clothing, and walking in the roadway when he was struck on Slippery Log Road around 6:45 p.m. McNeil was airlifted from the Wyville Tractor Supply parking lot. Look for more on both these stories on our website. Someone stole a $40,000 camper trailer from my home Harrelson Road property on Saturday. The hide-a-bed trailer was secure around 10 p.m. Saturday and was gone Sunday. Anyone with information about the camper or a dark four-wheel drive truck seen pulling it in the pre-dawn hours is asked to contact the sheriff's office. If you love a parade, this is going to be the week to bundle up and enjoy some Christmas spirit. Tabor City's parade and Christmas events are Thursday starting at 6 p.m. The lighting of the community Christmas tree will follow at 7:30. There will be snow there at Santa's workshop. Looking forward to see how that Christmas miracle works out. There's going to be chicken bog bowls for sale. And don't forget the Tinseling Tabor Bazaar, which will start right after the parade and run through Saturday. Lake Waccamaw is going to light their community tree Friday night at 6. The lake's Christmas parade is Saturday at 10 a.m. Lineup will be at Elizabeth Brinkley Park. Light the Lake is also going on throughout the month as residents decorate their piers and boats along the waterfront. Saturday is the holiday extravaganza in Wyville. The parade will be at 6 p.m. downtown. Follow the lighting of the Christmas tree at Vineland Station. Free carriage rides, a kids' zone, pictures with Santa, food trucks, and music from the Edgewood Chorus. Tavern's Christmas parade and other events are Sunday at 3. The Boys and Girls Home is sponsoring the Christmas Nativity Journey this year. More than 1,000 different nativity scenes from around the world are set up at the Boys and Girls Home, Little Wheel of Hope Missionary Baptist Church, Lake Waccamaw Methodist Church, and the Anchorage. The self-guided tour is from 4 to 8:30 p.m. Friday and 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. on Saturday. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.